Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hi, this is Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we have the great pleasure of being joined by Ashley Bevan, Senior Director of Adult Hockey for USA Hockey. Ashley, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Pretty big time coming up here. We got the 2012 Labatt Blue USA Hockey Pond Hockey National Championships coming up on Dollar Lake in Eagle River, Wisconsin. Just want to talk a little bit about the event, how far it's come in a relatively short amount of time, and what you expect from this year's event. First off, what are the dates for this year's event?
February 10th through 12th, Friday through Sunday.
Great. So most people, I guess, start coming into town maybe Thursday? And
I think most people come into town Thursday, absolutely.
Great. So talk a little bit about the town of Eagle River. I've been up there. It's a pretty small town, isn't it? I mean, and how do they do about accommodating so many people?
Eagle River is a very small town. It's a perfect setting for this type of event. They do a great job accommodating all 280 some odd teams that will be showing up. Typically what they do is they've got lots of hotels, lots of cabins, and over the course of the winter, as teams begin to register, they actually have the ability to open up more housing as the event fills up. So it's actually a really good scenario that fits the event nicely.
And how many years have you been doing this event?
Well, this is our seventh year, seventh annual event for Pond Hockey National Championships.
Wow. And I remember the first one, I think you had 40 teams. So to go from 40 teams to 280-something is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing, actually. We never expected to have this many teams participate in this event. We never expected it to be this popular. We struggled that very first year to get to 40 teams, and when we did, we were happy to do so. And after that, it seems like word of mouth has really just taken off. In addition to last year's coverage by NBC, has really given us some high-profile coverage that helps push the event to this number.
Nice. Wait, what makes the event so popular, in your opinion?
Well, I think it goes back to something we have talked about and kind of experienced in the tent and on the lake in the past, and it's really about camaraderie. It's about guys getting together, gals getting together, having a great time while they're there. And it's also about, I think, experiencing something that some players have experienced in their youth, but it's also about players who didn't get that opportunity as a youth hockey player to play outdoors. Now to experience that as an adult is just something you really, it's hard to put into words. And we've heard that from people that have played in this event, and hopefully we can continue to make that kind of magic happen for people. A real good experience is what we aim for.
Absolutely. Well, I got the opportunity to play in it in 2007, and I'll tell you right now, it was one of the best experiences. I grew up playing on ponds back in Connecticut, and I tell you what, it was an awesome experience. And if anybody out there is on the fence, don't be. Register early next year and get out there, because it'll be the time of your life. Absolutely. How many rinks? I mean, it must be a pretty big lake. Dollar Lake must be massive. How many rinks do you put on this sheet of ice?
Sure. Dollar Lake is huge. It's an inland lake with two natural springs, and right now we're putting 24 rinks on that lake. But theoretically, if we chose to do so, which we have not at this point, you could add easily another 24 rinks. So it's a huge lake and has lots of room to accommodate many more rinks. But in doing that or making those decisions, you also have to consider the taxing on the staff and the local volunteers and the community that helps us put on this event before making those types of decisions.
Absolutely. Well, can you talk a little bit about it must take a small army to put this event on. I mean, can you talk a little bit about the help you get from people in the USA Hockey office, in your department, as well as people who help in the community?
Sure. It actually does take a small army. I call it all hands on deck. But within the office, we have the entire adult hockey department participating on site. And other departments within USA Hockey have been generous enough to allow us to utilize other important staff, such as yourself and others in marketing departments and so on, to help put this event on. And then locally, we really draw from a huge pool of volunteers, which is basically the entire city to some degree. And they come out and help us with everything from scorekeeping to officiating to cooking, to be able to have food and drinks on site for everyone when they're done playing. It's really a huge undertaking for both the local community and the USA Hockey staff. And we're very appreciative of all the work that's gone in for the past 6 years and the work that'll go in this coming year as well.
Absolutely. How many states are, you know, do people come from, how far away do they come to play in this event? It's not just a Midwest kind of a tournament, is it?
No, not at all. It's actually fairly unique in that we have a little over 30 states, teams from 30 states participating. And we've got, it's different from most other pond hockey events in that we do have such a large contingent from around the country attending this event. It's not just a local tournament. So with that being said, there's a lot of teams coming from a lot of places. Last year we had some international players attend, which was fantastic. And we hope to have that again this year.
That's awesome. And I understand that the women's division has taken off. I mean, so you've got a pretty good representation of women's teams playing in this event.
Yes, absolutely. The women's divisions have certainly grown. The number of teams have grown. Its popularity within the adult female community has grown, which is fantastic. It makes us feel good that we're providing a good hockey experience for both male adult players and female adult players, and we'd like to continue that and see it grow even further.
Cool. You know, in addition to the pond hockey event itself, I mean, you know, you play, the teams play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What are some of the other things that take place off the ice that that you do to kind of really just round out the whole event?
Sure. Well, the first and foremost thing is check in on Thursday. That's obviously important. But then on Friday night, everyone kind of gets out into the community to attend the local establishments. And then Saturday night, of course, we have a party for all the teams and all the players that takes place at the Derby track. But really, there's lots to do in that community, and everyone finds a way to have a good time locally, and it's a huge economic impact for the community. And so we'll keep that going. And this year, we've got a special guest coming for Saturday night. It's Kenny Morrow, and we're happy to have him. He's a former NHLer with the Islanders. Great guy, and it'll be a pleasure to have him on site to be able to meet and greet the players from all the teams.
Well, that's quite a coup to get Kenny. I know you, in the past, you've had some of the other 1980 Olympians. You've had Neil Broughton and Dave Christian. You've
yes.
had Lou Vero, coach of the 1984 team. So I'm sure that the pond hockey players really enjoy the opportunity to sit around and listen to some of these guys' stories.
They do. It adds something a little bit special to the event, which only USA Hockey can really provide by accessing these types of players to be on hand. So it's very excited. We're very excited. We're happy to have him, and it'll be a real nice time to have him there during the party on Saturday night.
Well, that is awesome. As the case with any kind of an outdoor event, you're at the beck and call of Mother Nature. It is pond hockey. It is outside. You know, you have to deal with weather and things like that. I'm sure you guys keep a real close watch on what the weather is like. What are you hearing about the weather in Eagle River, long-term forecast? How's the weather going to be, and how's the ice going to be?
Sure. First and foremost, great question, as we're all thinking about that. But the very first year, we had weather that was 40 below and a stiff wind. So we've gone from one extreme to, it seems like this year, we'll be at a little bit on the other extreme. Right now, the long-term weather forecast looks to be mid to high 30s for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So what we're doing, just like any good organization and event operators, is we are preparing alternatives for the event. So typically, we offer a three-game guarantee, quarterfinals, and we run all day Friday, all day Saturday till the sun sets. This year, it looks like we will be making modifications, and we are prepared to do so. And it looks like we may have games only in the morning on Friday through noontime, and then only on the morning on Saturday through noontime, and then same thing on Sunday for championship games. So we are going to modify the schedule, and we will let everybody know through a couple different really good communication avenues. Number one is email blast directly to the captains. Number two is through the website. And then number three will be obviously answering and on hand for any phone calls that take place to be able to answer questions more personally. But we've got a good communication plan in place. We've got some good alternatives when the weather turns a little bit warmer. And we are prepared to continue this event, but as a morning event when the ice is real frozen. But we've got plenty of ice. The thickness is good. We've got 16 inches as of yesterday. So we should be in good shape there, and we'll just have to make some small modifications to pull off a fantastic event for these participants.
Well, you know, it always is a fantastic event, and I guess these guys are just going to have to know. They might have to turn in a little bit early at night because sunrise is early in Eagle River, Wisconsin, and the hockey's going to, the puck's going to drop at the crack of dawn.
We have every expectation that the puck will be dropping at the crack of dawn.
Nice, nice. Once again, if anybody out there is going to play in this event, USAHockey.com will be a great source of information in addition to the others that Ashley had mentioned. Make sure that these guys do bend over backwards to make sure that this is a first-class event for anybody who's going to be there. So no doubt that it will be again. Once again, if you've never been, start thinking about 2013 and keep an eye on USAHockey.com for any information about registrations, because things do fill up quick. Well, Ash, thank you very much for the time. Look forward to seeing you up in Eagle River. I know, like you said, all hands on deck. I'm sure I'll be seeing you out there shoveling the rinks like I've seen you in the past, and along with all your crew, and I wish you nothing but the best for this event.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. This is another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Tune in again next week, where we're going to ramp it up and get another podcast going for next Tuesday. Thanks for listening.